With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
New game in town. First time in 62 years that Florida Memorial University will return to playing football. I had the pleasure of being out at day one for that the unveiling of the team and Coach Ice Harris and his tremendous coaching staff. I enjoyed it. I mean, you could just tell. I mean, this is going to be success all the way. I have just total admiration for Coach Harris as one of the top football coaches that I've been around in the 50 years that I've done this. And he is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time and for being with us on this Wednesday evening.
Thank you, Larry. I appreciate you guys having us on, and definitely appreciate what you do for student athletes here in South Florida and around the country.
Well, thanks, Coach. And obviously, you know, I mean, it's kind of like, I know you love to hit the ground running, and you did, and then all of a sudden the brakes came out, and you know, which it did for everybody around the country. But certainly you have worked so hard to get this whole plan together. And from day one, when you accepted the job, you know, as a head coach at a program that is no more than 10 minutes from your home, certainly gives you an opportunity, a lot of pride, a lot of alumni, a lot of tremendous athletes. Talk about that, because I think that I know you, and you take anything that you ever take on. You know, whether it's as a head coach or at the University of Miami or where you've been, I mean, it has your name all over it, and you're a prideful man, you're a knowledgeable man, and certainly somebody who's detailed. And that's the one thing you could tell from that first practice. I mean, everything was down to the second. Talk about that as you now have some time off to kind of look back at what has been accomplished in just a short period of time.
Yeah, the staff and myself and the staff, the student athletes, you know, at Florida Memorial University that's been, you know, since August, you know, waiting for spring ball and the community and all the administration, alumni, you know, board members. We've been so excited about reaching that platform of that day to be able to have, you know, spring football back at Florida Memorial University, you know, and the rebirth of the program. So we definitely were so excited about getting out there that first day and really trying to set a certain type of standard and a foundation for where we want to go at, you know, with the program. And the kids was really excited, a lot of energy. And the staff, we was definitely focusing on making sure that, you know, we really teaching them how to practice, how to be able to get that college tempo mindset going, you know, for that particular day. And for now, it's just we're able to go back and watch the tapes of the two practices that we did have to be able to put us in perspective of where we was headed at, you know, as a staff. And then we continue to keep recruiting and keep working off of that. You're now setting the schedules up for where we're going at, you know, for the summer, doing camps and all of those things that got to continue to take the program to the next level.
I know that a huge and a proud moment was unveiling that first ever schedule and getting an opportunity with your athletic director, with your president, with the alumni, you know, being there on hand. How exciting was that for you? Because, I mean, I know a lot of people don't know a lot about NAIA, but certainly one of the most challenging schedules for any NAIA team, let alone a first-year program. But you embrace that, don't you?
Yeah, it's something we just, you know, you got to live up to. It's really tough. You know, college football is really is tough because all the coaches do a great job and preparing and teaching and making sure that they're preparing their program. And for the first year, for being a first-year team, you know, with that type of schedule that we inherited, that it's tough, you know, and realistically. We try to make sure, you know, that we really, you know, understand that what's happening with the schedule. We'll be able to have five top, you know, 25 teams, you know, on the schedule for your first year, you know, out the gate, you know, that's tough. Then that just seems that with a number on the left side, not counting the other five teams that do a great job, and their staff and coaches and their student athletes do an excellent job as well. So you're looking at the whole schedule, that's tough, but that's something that we, you know, as a staff, we always grew up doing that, putting ourselves in position that way to make sure that we find our way to develop who we are as coaches and as educators and as teachers to be able to put ourselves in position to play the toughest opponents. And we also, you know, in negotiation with another top, you know, 1AA team that we I cannot say their name now.
All right.
We finished the contract. But we are making sure we do continue to step that schedule up. And when this team be announced, you know, we'll definitely have one of the toughest schedule in the country,
right,
not counting even what classification it is.
And also, Coach, you had an opportunity, and when you're recruiting and selling this program, you have an opportunity, especially from a South Florida standpoint, to play against St. Thomas University and Ave Maria and Kaiser University and Warner and Weber and schools that are within 3 or 4 hours of your campus, which will create a buzz from a fan standpoint, from the alumni standpoint, and from the current student body. So that, again, kind of plays into the hands of this program too.
Definitely. In the Mid-South Conference, in our Sun Division, you know, we have two top 10 teams, you know, in that conference alone, not just counting the overall, you know, Mid-South Conference division, but in the Sun Division, you know, we hold, you know, two of the elite programs. And then we have, like, in terms of Weber, who have won a championship, you know, in the conference already. Ava Maria has also, you know, won in the conference already in our Sun Division.
Sure.
So in our Sun Division, you know, in our Raiders in the Mid-South part of our state, you know, we have, you know, quality top opponents there alone, not counting what's happening outside of the schedule.
Yeah,
so it's a big role for us, you know, at Florida Memorial to be able to take on a schedule like this. But that's something, like you mentioned earlier, that we definitely have to embrace it, have to put the work in to be able to really challenge this schedule, to be able to be competitive, you know, when that time comes.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Tim Ice-Harris joining us. Head coach, first head coach in 62 years at Florida Memorial University. And certainly you've surrounded yourself with a lot of the assistant coaches that you've either coached or been around for a long, long time. How helpful is that? I mean, that's got to be because they're all on the same page as you. They all have the same philosophy as you. So that's got to be probably one of the biggest pluses of the job.
And what we try to do with that is making sure we go, you know, in Miami, just like we want to get student athletes here in South Florida. We're going to do the same thing with coaches, giving them opportunities to be able to show their development and what they do a great job in high school, and then get an opportunity to come into college and be able to do that same part of their leadership, their development, and enjoying developing young people and being great educators and great leaders. But they all come from a championship stock. You know, we got them from Northwestern. We got from Kansas City. We got from Central. We got from Booker T. And then we also have some other roles that we still bringing in some other coaches out there as well.
Right.
But we brought in the staff that been in winning organizations. They got over, you know, 30 odd championships involved into their careers with all of us put together.
Wow.
So we have the education of championship building, you know, on our staff, and it definitely showing the way we started off in our first 2 days of training camp in the spring. And I said the best for us is yet to come. We have some professional development time that we want to be able to go to other universities and colleges around the country to be able to continue to grow, some NFL teams to be able to go and spend some time in that area to continue to grow, you know, as coaches, where we can continue to get better for our student athletes.
And also, Coach, the one thing before we let you go, important as far as the players that you're bringing in, you signed a big class, but you're still signing right up until school starts because you have a lot of spaces still available.
Oh, most definitely. We definitely want to make sure we continue to, recruit. Recruiting is a part of life, you know, for a college coach. You're always recruiting, even for this year, for next year, the year after. But for this particular season coming up, we definitely have to make sure we develop the depth. And we still recruiting the kids with the chip on their shoulder. Feel like they, you know, we want to make sure that you won't be looked over at Florida Memorial. You're going to get an opportunity. If you feel like you deserve an opportunity, you want an opportunity to come to Florida Memorial to get a degree, that's got to be the priority mindset number one, and to be able to compete and work hard and commit and win championships. And then we're going to serve the community. We're going to put all three of those things together with student athletes that we're definitely trying to bring into Florida Memorial University and be able to continue to take the university to the highest level possible. You know, and the sky's the limit for where we can go at with this university.
Good stuff. Coach, again, thanks so much for taking the time. We'll see you back there really soon. I have faith in it that things are going to work out, and certainly I know that you're going to hit the ground running again, and we're excited for you, and we'll catch up with you really soon.
Thank you, sir, and I appreciate you, Larry. Y'all keep doing a great job.
You too.
We'll see you out there this summer out there.
All right, Coach, thanks so much. What a great first hour. I hope that you, if you didn't have a chance to listen to everything, Danny G will get everything up on our WQAM on demand. We'll repeat it out to you as well as later on.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.